For Healing Crusaders Sports Time!
Yep, I think we're good now here. I think we're good. We're going to go ahead and try this. We'll see how this goes. MOC's got the ball here. Swing around left side, inside to Ben Kalsbeek, about 15 feet away. No on him, now out to the corner. It is 4-2, the Dutchman, and steal by Bo Chamberlain. Ben Kalsbeek tried to cross-court pass. Bo Chamberlain steal. Crusaders come with the ball. Matt Noll right wing. He's going to drive on. And it looks like he stepped out of bounds, driving on Owen Vanderpool, and stepped out of bounds, turnover Crusaders, and Dutchman ball up 4-2, 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. So,
okay, we are back, and Van Kalsbeek looking for the high post pick, nothing there. He gets inside again, gets underneath Noll, and right now he's owning, owning the Crusaders. That's two up and under moves.
Really nice move. Got Matt Noll didn't play bad, but it's a nice little move up and under and soft little touch off the glass.
Okay, Olsen up top, left wing to Chamberlain. Chamberlain looks for the ball pick off of Noll. Nothing there. Schultz on the right corner. Schultz drives. Crusaders trailing 6-2. We really apologize for the early difficulties of our sound, but I think we're doing a little bit better now. Chamberlain at the elbow. Nothing there. Chamberlain looks to dribble in the gaps. Nothing. Out to Schultz. Schultz with a high pick. Six on the clock. Crusaders are going to have to get a shot off. They're going to get a violation or a jump ball.
Ooh.
And I believe they got the jump ball there.
Not a lot of ball there. A lot of arm. But we're going to get a jump ball. But a lot of contact on that one, to say the least.
The again, right now the Crusaders have MOC's owned the game early on here, 6-2. 4:15 left in the first quarter. The Dutch will take over. And again, this is Blake Albers, a junior point guard, over to Van Kalsbeek. Lob to Van Kalsbeek. Von Drager maybe got it with a foul, but to Van Kalsbeek scores inside.
And that's just your typical Kansas backdoor lob out of a secondary break. And just the Crusaders didn't switch on it or didn't get there in time. And
Von Drager from three, a bucket we need, nothing there. And it's Langton with the rebound. Langton's pushing it up. MOC out running. And a foul. Owen Vanderpool beat the rest of the Crusaders on court, and
that foul, I think, on Quinn Olson from behind. It looked like Charlie Von Drager had the clean block, but they called that on Quinn Olson from behind. So first on Quinn, first team foul, but Crusaders need some buckets here, Tom.
Yeah, right now the Crusaders look a little shell-shocked as MOC's kind of come out and given the first punch, so to speak, is for the Dutch, number 33, Carter Brightwell, sophomore, nice shooter, 42% free three-point shooter, checks into the ballgame. Crusaders offensively in MOC, you know, we had worried about maybe seeing some zone tonight. They're playing man, but so far Crusaders struggling offensively as Noll bring the ball court. Off to Schaefer on the right wing. Schaefer maybe got away with a push and gets the bucket. I was afraid they were going to call the charge on him.
Offensive foul, and I thought maybe they're going to call travel, and turns out with the bucket.
So yeah, it turns out we'll take it.
By Schaefer to stay with that play, however.
Yeah, we needed the bucket. Noll goes for the steal, gives up Van Kalsbeek on the drive. Yeah. Van Kalsbeek to the bucket, and right now.
Right there, it may be a bad gamble by Matt Noll, but four Crusaders watch Van Kalsbeek drive the mask without stepping over to take a charge, and you just can't let him do that. And Matt Noll, maybe don't drive, but somebody else got to step over and take a charge there. They just let him get all the way to the bucket.
Right. The Crusaders trailing 11-4, foul on the penetration by Schultz. Crusaders will have the ball out of bounds on the side. And, again, if you're just joining us, 11-4, MOC, 3:09 left in the first quarter. Crusaders just really having trouble getting any kind of flow offensively, and the aggressor has been the MOC Dutch. Inbounds to Olsen in the post. Quinn, I'm surprised he does finally take it in, tries to get some isolation out to Schultz on the right wing. Schultz has nothing. He needs to get out of that corner. He gets Schaefer on the drive. Schaefer, nice job, Sean Schaefer. When in doubt, take it to the hole, and Sean Schaefer's done it twice.
And he went up strong and got contact and got the foul call there. So MLC played really good man-to-man defense here, Tom. They're out in passing lanes. Really good job of rotations. It looks like you got a drive, and they're right there and help. Really good job recovering. So really good defense by the MLC Flow Valley Dutchman right now.
Again, Bo Chamberlain ready to check back in as Schaefer misses the first free throw. The Dutch will come back with number 23, Drayden Punt, and number 3, Amon Langton.
And as you well know, the Dutchman will not be afraid to substitute often and frequently. Lauren Young's never been afraid to throw bodies in a game.
No, he's going to throw a lot of bodies. A Crusader we haven't seen yet that who's been playing real well lately is or two is Pierce Conley and also Kaysen Thomas, two guys we haven't seen yet, is the Crusaders missed both free throws. You got to make sure in sub-state final you come away with free throws that are made. Langton penetrates, nothing up top. He's over to number two, Tyson Voss, into, boy, nice job passing the basketball. And give and go pass from Jesse Van Colesbeek to Amon Langton. And
that's the second on Quinn Olson. So 2:38 to go first quarter, and Kaysen Thomas is going to be checking in for Quinn Olson, who picks up his second foul.
Yeah, again, 13-4 MOC as Kaysen Thomas will check into the ball game. Crusaders need a spark right now, and we're going to have to find some energy here. Again, Matt Knoll, a young man who's really had trouble scoring in the first half the last three games.
Yep.
He's been held scoreless in two of those three games, and we need to get Matt Knoll involved in this offense.
And right here, MOC likes to press after free throws. Actually send subs to the bench to make the free throw. Now you can stop, set up your press. So a little 1-2-2 press set up here by the MOC Floyd Valley Dutchman here.
Yeah. The Crusaders with Schaefer inbounding it. They'll look to inbound it to Knoll. Back to Schaefer. Again, this is a more of a man-to-man press. I think they get the ball to Thomas. Thomas maybe not where he wants to have the basketball. Crusaders do maintain possession out to Von Drager on the right wing. Up to Chamberlain, top of the key, three-pointers up, a little bit long, and rebound will go to Van Colesbeek.
And right now, MOC really controlling the boards, Tom, on both ends.
And they're controlling the boards. They're controlling the tempo as Van Colesbeek being guarded by Knoll, two of the state's best 3A players right there. As the Crusaders let the ball get way too deep, as there, Schaefer is kind of backed down by Owen Vanderpool. Owen's a 6'3" junior. Has quite the height advantage on Sean Schaefer, and it looks like they were going to try to take advantage of that.
And did a great job of guarding him right away initially. Shot the shot, didn't get a box out, and be able to get the offensive rebound put back.
Yeah. And again, 2:02 left in the first quarter. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, so we will stay here. Gives us a chance to talk about some of those great people that are sponsoring tonight's first quarter. First quarter sponsors tonight are Fibercom, Mills Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. In addition to those two great sponsors, we have Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. Again, if our Security National Bank scoring for the Crusaders, not a whole lot. We have 4 points, two from Schaefer, and two from, who scored the other 2 points?
Quinn Olson got the first bucket. Pass from Brady Schultz, but Crusaders need something here to change some momentum here and keep things going their way. MOC Floyd Valley ball under the bucket up with 10 with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah,
so really need to stop here if you're the Crusaders.
Yeah, you need to stop as they inbound it to number two up top.
Flex action here.
Nice little inbounds play for the three. And that's a 17-4 lead by the Dutch is number one. Blake Albers came out and hit the nice three-pointer. Chamberlain trying to break the press, gets it to Knoll at the top of the key. Knoll kicks it out to Schaefer. He gets the Dutch off their feet, kicks out to Knoll from three. We need that to go. Matt Knoll with three. Big bucket for Matthew Knoll.
Good to see him get one go down early. Well, hopefully that gets him going. MOC right back down the court.
Yeah, and again, sometimes with Matt, it's just a matter of getting that first bucket. Boy, that can really change things. It's a nice pick and roll again by the Dutch, and they're putting on a clinic right here on the offensive side of the ball as Knoll dribbles through the press. He's going to kick it out to Von Drager. Nothing there. Maybe got away with the charge. Back into Knoll on the extended post up to Von Drager. He looks, and again, the Dutch are really, really swarming the Crusaders. Knoll, he's going to try to take it. He left hand up a little bit long. Keeps it alive out to Chamberlain. Again, the Crusaders just the Dutch are the aggressor right now as Schaefer attempts the right side three a little bit long. Rebound to Van Colesbeek. He will maintain possession. You know, he's the kind of kid that plays about five positions for the Dutch, and he's going to look for the ball screen up here. Comes off the screen, another pick and roll, and the Crusaders are not guarding a pick and roll at all.
And Voss for MOC just lost the ball on the way up, and Crusaders get the rebound. But, again, a great pick and roll, and they're probably on the backside.
Our communication on that pick and roll has been less than stellar. Is Crusaders down 19-7 in what has been a really, really – ugly first quarter. Now we can salvage a lot of this by scoring on this with 16 seconds left here. There's a 2 second differential between the shot clock and the game clock as Knoll splits the defender. He got fouled going up and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Good job attacking the basket, Matt Knoll. Get there, get some free throws. And again, he's not been a great free throw shooting team all year. You got to knock him down in this game. Points are at a premium for you offensively.
Absolutely.
Need to knock those free throws down.
Again, Matt will go to the line for two shots. Again, I want to give it. We are off air. I want to make sure we honor these great sponsors as Knowles' first free throw is up and good. Wilma Stewart Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Saley Law Offices, and Action Coach XL Edge. We've had a very intense first quarter, great crowd, a lot of energy in this gymnasium, and this promises to be a really, really good sub-state final. Noel misses the second one. 6 seconds on the clock. Langton on the high ball pick. He travels, gets away with it, misses the three, misses the shot. Offensive rebound, and the Crusaders come away lucky on that last possession. Oh, what a first quarter. What a first quarter. We're going to take this opportunity to send it back to the station with Louise, hear from some of those great sponsors to make Catholic Radio possible in Healdland Athletics.
Since 1991, Sue Body Shop is a family-owned and operated business. George started the business with just a small, dedicated staff and grew it from there. His son Costa came on board in 2001. The business uses the latest technology and equipment to stay up to date, like its laser measuring system. Sue Body Shop is committed to offering its customers the best possible collision repair. Located at 501 West 8th Street, Sioux City, Iowa, you can call at 712-255-7172.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to Lamar's Iowa Substate Final here as the Crusaders from Bishop Heelan and the Dutch from MOC. The Dutch lead after one, 19-8. The Crusaders will have first possession of the second quarter. They'll come out on a little bit of a box set. Enter to Quinn Olson up top. Quinn with two fouls. He's got to play smart. Olson off the screen. They bring it right back off the stagger to Noel from three. A little bit long. I like the set.
Yep, good set. Got it. Got your guy a shot. He made one three already. Yeah. I like the action.
Well, and again, Langton. Nobody picks up Langton on the transition. He misses the three-pointer. Schultz in transition. Schultz brings it up to Quinn Olson. Olson maybe gave away with the travel. Got it with the travel, but we'll take it. Chamberlain off the left wing to Noel. Noel to the corner to Quinn Olson. Like to see us maybe try to get Quinn isolated in that post a little bit too. As we right now, he's got Van Callsby. He gets him off his
just got shoved and no call.
Well, Quinn's got to make that. Quinn's got to make that shot. Is again the Dutch in transition get to Braden Punt.
Not getting back in defense right there. Just outrun us to the other end and got a little layup. So yeah. Great job looking down the court by MOC, and Punt just outrunning the Heelan defense.
Yes, again Noel with the ball screen on Schaefer back to Noel right wing. Again, they've got about three defenders on this side. Schaefer pump fakes from three. The Dutch, and with the air ball, that's a great offensive rebound by Quinn Olson. The Dutch are going to make you bounce it. They're not going to give us an open three, which, we're really not a three-point shooting team.
And they've done a really good job man-to-man defense all night. We just haven't had a lot of easy looks.
Correct.
Running us off the arc, making us take some contested mid-range jumpers, and really doing a good job defensively. Rotation's really good, so... struggle offensively for Heelan, but credit to MLC's defense. Man, they get it and go. They're going to get up that sideline, and they're going to go. You can't sit there and be upset about missing a shot. You got to sprint and get back because they are coming.
Correct. Dutch inbound to Van Callsbeek over to number 20, Carter Van Gelder, who's in the game now. A lot of young kids playing for MLC, too. It's a nice pick and roll
nice
by the Dutch.
By Elbers.
And again, Van Callsbeek gets it inside. It takes it over Noel. Not very often you see this happen, but Van Callsbeek with 10 points early on. He's matched the Crusaders' output. Is 23-10, the Dutch lead. Schaefer with the drive right. Nothing there. Kind of goes into no man's land. Gets it back to Olson. Somehow we save that ball, that's going to be an over and back call.
Charlie Bondrager come back in here for the Crusaders, taking for Sean Schaefer. Sean got down in there a little bit too deep and then kind of didn't have anywhere to go and tried to get out of it. Had to check it deep and it went over back.
Yeah, Langton ready to check back in. Langton, a 6-foot senior, checks back in for number 33, Carter Brightwell, sophomore shooter. And the Dutch will have that basketball out underneath. Crusaders, again, need to get some stops and more importantly, need to find some offense as they inbound to Olsen gets the tip on it. Noel in transition. But the steal, Van Colsbeek with a great hustle play. He gets the tips the ball out of Noel's hands. And Langton now in transition. He'll get it to the right corner. Up top to number one, Blake Albers. Back over to Langton. To Van Colsbeek. He's looking in the post where they have the mismatch with punt on Chamberlain. Just don't know, like I said, how skilled punt is with his back to the basket. He's a strong kid. Looks like he plays a lot of football. Langton up top from three. The lefty is good.
You know as well as I do, Tom, they take that little shuffle step, and that's it. Doesn't get called these days.
Doesn't get called, and that's a 16-point lead over the Dutch. And
5 minutes to go here in the
Again, the Crusaders just really having it taken to them right now. They haven't had an answer for the Dutch all night as Von Drager looks to get it off. Noel posting inside to Von Drager up top. Von Drager with the three.
He
rushed that to get it off, and right now the – I think the Dutch are playing
nice
like
pass by Brady Schultz to Quinn Olsen. The
Dutch are playing like last year. They got upset in this game by Algona, and I think they're saying this not we are not going to have the same thing happen this year.
Yep.
So far, they've owned the game.
Well, they've just been really efficient offensively, defensively, just been really sound. They're controlling the boards. This last 5 minutes, first half, important. You're down 14. You need to get that to 8 or 9. You don't have to tie it by half, but get it to 8 or 9 by the end of the half, and you got yourself a chance.
There's no magic 14-point bucket.
You got to get stops and rebounds and slowly chip away at it.
And again, the Dutch are going to take a full timeout, it looks like. And so we're going to – are they standing up here, Coach?
Looks like a 30. They're saying 30
it's
over here.
It's a 30. So. No, it's
a full. They fooled us.
They fooled us. So we're going to fool Louise and send it back to the studio to hear from some of those great sponsors from Catholic Radio.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at SRAM Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today
and tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are SRAM Electric.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heland Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heland, and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group, CPA, is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heland Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to Lamar's High School. The Dutch inbounds, and it's Van Colsbeek from 22. Nothing there, but great offensive rebound, and Van Colsbeek on the cut. He scores again, 28-12 MOC. And Crusaders just not playing sharp as Von Drager. He looks to penetrate. Nothing there. He gets tries to hit Noel on a cut. The ball gets tipped away to Schultz. Schultz on the drive.
Nice.
He gets it swatted into the seventh row.
Wow.
Van Colsbeek is better than advertised, Jay. He is a very good player.
Well, that offensive bucket he just had, a little Euro step. Got himself just a nice, easy bucket. Made it look easy. And then comes down here. Looks like Brady Schultz got a layup. He comes from across the lane and clean block up into the seventh row. So good news, Crusaders still have the ball underneath.
Yeah, that's the good news. And so the Crusaders out of bounds underneath. Quinn Olsen inbounds it to Bo Chamberlain. Looking in the post is Matt Knowles getting guarded by number five, Owen Vanderpool, 6'4" junior. Kaysen Thomas, left wing. He looks Quinn Olsen from up of the arc. They're not really respecting Quinn from there. Bo Chamberlain gets the ball, dribbles, nothing there. He cuts through, back to Bo Chamberlain. It's where he's got to take it up right here, Bo does, and I think we got a shot clock violation.
Nope. It was right at the buzzer, but I think it was in his hand when it went.
Yeah, it was. It was
Kurt
a good call.
Stomer out here had the call and waved it off, and I think it was the right call.
Officials have been doing a great job. They've called a clean game, and right now just all MOC Dutch as the Dutch will be brought up by Blake Albers, number one, their point guard. He's going to come up. Crusaders switch to a 1-3-1.
And you got to try something different. It's a good move here to the Crusaders. Kaysen Thomas with the steal.
Well, and Thomas with the steal, great hustle play
that's
by
the
Albers.
Time it looked like we had a breakaway layup, and that Dutchman with a little tip ahead from behind. Just great hustle by the MLC Floyd Valley Dutchman getting that tip ahead, and they've done it a couple times now.
Right now, MOC's playing with a chip on their shoulder, yep. And the Crusaders look like
on their heels a little bit.
Well, they're like almost like is like Quinn Olson. How about that? Takes a baseline and Quinn almost throws it down with two hands.
A semi dunk.
Yeah, that was maybe that's the play that gets us going. As Albers from three is long, offensive rebound, but no, yep. Crusaders will maintain possession. The official on the baseline was all on top of it. Big possession here. 3:40 left. 28-14. Crusaders down. And like you said, let's cut this in half. Let's cut this in half.
You don't got to get it. You don't got to tie it by half. Just get that thing to 8 or 10, and you got a shot.
Bob Geary always said there's no 14-point shots.
There is not. He is correct. Oh, we got an illegal screen here on Casey Thomas on the baseline here, from the ball.
We're again, just the body language of some of our Crusaders right now does not. I mean, it's a little bit like whipped dog look.
It's like a prize fighter that just took that first hit from Mike Tyson. And you're just on your heels, and we just got to get some energy back. We need a couple plays to get some momentum here. And,
well, this is where this is where you need somebody to, dive on the floor for a loose ball.
Exactly.
You need a hustle play. You need a hustle play. Take a charge. The Crusaders staying in that 1-3-1. Dutch get the ball inside to Van Colesbeek. Skip pass to Albers from three. Looked on target, nothing there. But the Dutch maintain control. And Van Colesbeek gets fouled going to the hoop. He will go to the line for two.
And again, second shot, rebound, and looked like we had a corral, but just another hustle play by the Dutchman. And I think if there's a story to this game, it's just MLC Floyd Valley just making all the hustle plays, all the little things you need to do to win a game. And so far, MLC is the one to do them. And Albers, Van Colesbeek's first free throw is good. That's 29-14 now. Dutchman up with 3:10 to go here in the half.
Yeah. Van Colesbeek was a young man that had some low-level Division I interest as maybe a walk-on, University of South Dakota for one, but decided to stay home and play for the Northwestern, Red Raiders.
You know, he's a smart kid then. Not everybody can go play Northwestern, Tom. You got to be smart to get into that institution.
Yeah, Quinn Olson had the isolation play, went spun.
Quinn Olson with two fouls playing aggressive. I like how he's playing and giving us a little energy on offense.
Can't take three fouls to the offseason. You got to, again, we get the inbounds to Noel. Noel with the left-hander. Oh, my gosh. Matt just can't get those to go. Matt Noel with 4 points. Again, we need Matt Noel involved in this offense. Again, Van Colesbeek on the drive. He scores. Again, very, very good player is Jesse Van Colesbeek.
Right, he's got 16. The Crusaders have 14.
Yeah. Again, Quinn Olson brings the ball up. We're going to see Pierce Conley and Brady Schultz check into the ball game. But right now, the Crusaders down 18 as Quinn Olson drives. Kaysen Thomas with the block, but they're going to call the block, the foul on the block shot on number 5, Owen Vanderpool. The Dutch can continue to rotate players in. And the fresh bodies is Kaysen Thomas. Again, hasn't been to the free throw line a lot this year. KT is...
Well, he hit a big one the other night.
First free throw rolls.
Holy cow, Tom used the whole basket and then some.
He used all the paint.
He hit a big one the other night, and that went over Sioux Center. So,
yeah, again.
Need this one here again.
But Kaysen Thomas is the kind of kid in this game can really impact the game, and I hope he knows that.
Get some steals, some energy.
Thomas with the second free throw's up, and
two big buckets there. Pierce Conley will check in for him here, but two big points there by Kaysen Thomas.
Yeah. The Crusaders look like they are going to drop back into that 1-3-1 again with Quinn Olson up top.
And it changes, too, with the shot clock. You know, some years you're down 16, you can't go zone because they can just stand out there and hold the ball.
But
with a shot clock, you can afford to play zone here down 16.
Yep. Fouls, not a foul, not a problem for anybody. Is again, Langton up top, he's attacking. Swings it over to number one. Blake Albers
travel, got away with the travel.
Inside to punt. Out to Langton from three. Good.
Boy, it just.
And I'm on Langton. I'm on Langton.
Four steps and got away with it. And they made the Crusaders pay.
Well, and that's I think we just got away with the charge, so things even up there.
Yes, they did.
Quinn Olson inside with a bucket. Big bucket for Quinn Olson. Langton has been a big difference maker this.
He's played really, really well.
He's got 11 points, I believe.
Yeah, he's at 11. Yes, he does.
And so, I see. We got scores up on the left side, too. I couldn't see through the hoop. I couldn't see through the hoop, Jay, but I don't have to.
You work smarter, not harder, Tom.
Skip past to Langton. Another three. I think we might want to get out of the 1-3-1. Again,
And the depth of shooters and the depth of players. Nice spin move by Matt Noel.
Yeah, again, Crusaders down 18, a minute 26 here left in the first half. Langton to Albers, back over, and Crusaders look confused on defense right now. I think they're trying to switch
to that man-to-man. Yep.
Backdoor
nice
cut.
Nice job by Quinn. Here's another chance for a breakaway, and again, great job by MLC getting back.
Hey, Schaefer gets down to 16. Though. Down to 16. This is a big. Let's get it. Let's get another stop. Is again, here comes Van Callsby. Boy,
Brady, or
Blake Albers with the three, and
again, they get back. They get the ball down the court so fast. You have to turn and just sprint back, and Crusaders just kind of jog him back, and he got an open three from the wing. You got to sprint. It's got to be a track sprint, not just a jog.
Yeah. This
we're just not used to anybody getting up and down the floor that fast.
Well,
and no, it's just not used to it.
No, we again, the games we played in the last month have been kind of a walk it up as Quinn Olson inside. Nice little right-handed jump hook. Quinn's getting his little mojo going with 10 points here in the first half. Matt Nola, 6, though. You know, a kid that's averaging 21 points a game. We need him involved.
And we need a stop here big time. It's down 17, need a stop here with 25 seconds left in the half.
I like the matchup with Olson on Langton. That's a you have your you know what your best players have to guard their best players, and whoever wins. Again, I coach DeYoung up with 13 seconds left. He's going to call. He's got something set up. A little ball screen for Langton. Langton comes off. He gets one up a little bit long. With the tip is up and no good. Wow. Hey, before we head to halftime, I got to mention these great sponsors.
Yep.
You know, the second quarter, fast-paced game was brought to us by Lightform and agent Tammy Bertrand, real estate agent Tammy Bertrand with Keller Williams. In addition to our premier sponsors, Lightform and real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, who's with Keller Williams, we want to thank SRAM Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, and Barkley Asphalt. Again, just joining us, it's halftime here in Lamar's. MLC Dutch 41, Crusaders 24. We're going to send it back to the studio to hear from some of those great sponsors.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188. Serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas. With long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
Busch Dry Cleaners is proud to be an environmental leader. Our Green Earth cleaning process serves to establish us as one of Siouxland's concerned businesses. The new Green Earth solution is good for you, our customers, because it's an excellent cleaner, it's odorless, and leaves your clothes feeling and looking like new. It is good for our industry because it's non-toxic and can be handled easily and safely. At Busch Dry Cleaners, it's just good for everybody.
In banking, as in life, we think details matter. That's why we dress the part, strive to do the right thing, dot the I's, cross the T's, and take care of all the little things that affect the big picture. At Security National Bank, we believe the small stuff can make a big difference, no matter where you are on your financial journey. Security National Bank. Everything matters.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgin. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to Lamar's, Iowa, the ice cream capital of the world, and Lamar's High School. Fine host for this sub-state final, MOC Floyd Valley Dutch versus the Healing Crusaders. Winner punches a ticket to the state tournament, and right now it's been predominantly the MOC Dutch who lead 41-24 over the Crusaders. I'm Tom Betts, joined with Jay Wright. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show. Brought to you tonight by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, LLC. In addition to our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin, we also want to recognize our other halftime sponsors, People's Bank of Sioux City, Mollet Industrial Group, Busch Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Paulson, Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapy Specialists. Your Security National Bank halftime stats. Jay, what do we got for scoring up here? It's a lot of balance with MOC. And
well, for MOC, 16 for Ben Kalsbeek, and he's been just as good as advertised, maybe missed one shot, just played really, really smooth. 14 points already for Amon Langdon, who's averaging 9.6. He's already got 14, hit a few threes, and, man, they look pure, Tom. And and then Blake Albers with six with a couple of threes. It also looked really, really good. And, you know, they can really shoot it. They got a bunch of guys that can fill it up, so it makes it a tough guard. For the Crusaders, Quinn Olson with 12 really played well. He came back in with two fouls. Played really good basketball, aggressive going to the basket. And then Matt Hahn with six and four for Sean Schaefer. So Casey Thomas with two. So need to get Matt Knoll some points to get him going, find a way to get him some transition, get him out running. That's kind of been a big difference, too. MLC kind of controlling the tempo here, getting out and running, and the Crusaders kind of in slow-mo. They got to pick up the pace a little bit, down 17. You got to get it picked up a little bit. Might see some full-court pressure.
Right.
Here this half from the Crusaders, try to create some turnovers and create some tempo.
Well, I think for the Crusaders, if there's a it's been transition defense, and then in the transition defense, it's not necessarily they've been giving up layups, but they have not found shooters.
Yep.
And boy,
MOC,
I tell you,
is really good. They'll kick it up a sideline, and you can stop that guy. They'll skip it across, and the guy either has a three or that guy then gets a guy to position and drives.
Right.
They're really good at that. Push up the sideline and then skip. They'll set a back shoot on the backside, skip it across, and now they go and they got you out of position while you're trying to find yourself, and they're getting downhill to the basket. So been really efficient half offensively for MOC. You got to find something defensively to slow that down.
Yes. You know, and the other thing, too, is that second shots have been a little bit of a killer. Crusaders, and you know how this is. You get to a sub-state final, every possession counts.
Yep.
I don't know how many layups we've missed, but it's three or four layups is 8 points.
Yep.
And they haven't been layups where we've missed and gotten it back and put it back in. It's where we've missed the layup and then lost the possession.
Yep.
You can't leave possessions out there. But a wise man, Dan Callahan, says, you know what, if you can get down by 17 and a half, you can certainly – there's a way you got down, there's certainly a way to get back out of it.
And that's,
you know,
there's a lot of game left to play, and you can lengthen this game. Like I said, you got to create some possessions. You just got to make some shots. I think you and I talked the other day, like, you know, we got to make some shots. We're going to win this game. It's about – it's a simple game at the end of the day, Tom. The team that makes more shots usually wins.
Right.
It's not complicated. And offensively, you got to make shots. Defense, you got to find a way to stop them from making shots. And it really has to start on that end of the floor, right? You got to get, you know, if you're not getting stops, you can't get out and run, and they don't get any easy baskets.
Yeah.
So now you're grinding at every possession. So you need to get some stops, some rebounds, and then get that thing going downhill and get some easy buckets in transition.
I think one thing the Crusaders have not adjusted well to is MOC's really, and we're not really a three-point shooting team. I mean, we're a 29% three-point shooting team on the season compared to the Dutch, who are shooting at about 31.5.
Yep.
And so it's not like we're drop-dead shooters, but they are chasing us off that three-point arc, and that's nobody's done that to us this year. We've kind of got three-point shots whenever we wanted them.
Yep.
And they're chasing us off.
But they're chasing off, but also we're in help side.
Right.
They're not chasing us, giving us downhill to the basket. They're chasing us off, and then they're right there, and we don't have a lane to the basket for that easy bucket. So.
Correct. Again, 3:49 here left at halftime. If you're just joining us, it is the Dutch from MOC up 41-24 on the Crusaders. We're going to take it back to the studio for a minute here, hear from some of those great sponsors who make Catholic Radio possible with Bishop Elon Athletics. You're listening to 88.1 KFHC KOIA Radio.
Splish splash, you'll be having a blast on a rubber ducky floating mat. Family fun under the sun, just don't forget your sunscreen and hat. When summer's near, so is the heat, that's why our mats just can't be beat. Splish splash all day long on a rubber ducky mat is where you belong. You'll be a splishing and a splashing, oh yeah.
Rubber Ducky is a proud supporter of 88.1 Catholic Radio and Bishop Helin. Visit us at rubberducky.com.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Borgers with Knights of Columbus Insurance at 402-750-4775, serving Catholic families in the West Point, Lyons, Pender, Emerson, South Sioux City, and Takema areas. By providing life, disability, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 402-750-4775 to find out how I can protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to Lamar's, Iowa. The Dutch of MOC up 41-24 on the Helin boys in the sub-state final. winner punches a ticket to the state tournament. Speaking of state tournaments, Heelan girls took off today. They're down in Des Moines getting ready for tomorrow night's first-round game versus the Lewis Central Titans. The Lewis Central Titans, a team that they played earlier this season to about a 15-point win, if I remember correctly, give or take a point.
It was a tight game, and I think we made some free throws late, for them, but it was a tight game in the fourth quarter, and it's a team that knows us well, so they could really well-coached team, a couple girls that can really shoot the three, so... Not a cakewalk by any stretch, but you know the way the Crusader girls are playing, boy, I'm not going to bet against them by any stretch of imagination, Tom. They're playing really good basketball right now, sharing the ball really well, running really well. Just they've been really fun to watch. So should be a really fun game tomorrow down in Des Moines.
And again, I think you don't ever look past tomorrow, but we went into this girls' state tournament. I think we felt like we were one of like three teams that we really felt had a legitimate shot of winning that state championship. Now you got to take care of business, and anything can happen. But we got a lot of really good pieces of the puzzle to go down there and really do it, make some noise, so to speak. Again, we got about a minute left here before we start this third quarter. Coach, what do you think, Jay? What's the key for Crusaders to again? We've said it before.
You've got to get stopped. If you're not going to get stopped, you have no chance, right? You just got to get stopped. It has to happen on that end. Then you got to get that rebound, and you got to go, right? But it's about effort. I think all the hustle plays that first half went in the favor of MLC, and we got to get some more hustle plays, and then we got to get out and run and go get some easy buckets. But it's got to start on the defense on the floor. You can't give up 41.5. We're giving up about 50-some in a game on the average, and we're on pace to give up 82 here. So
agreed.
You got to find a way to shore that up.
Right. Our third quarter sponsors tonight, premier sponsors are Folk Brothers Plumbing and Heating, Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. In addition to Folk Brothers and Central Bank, our other third quarter sponsors this season have included Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Home, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawwood Fixtures. Again, your Security National Bank score, 41 for the Dutch, 24 for the Crusaders. We got 16 minutes left to play. Let's see the Crusaders come out and give it their best. The Dutch will have the ball. They'll start their same five as Crusaders also will start their all-senior starting lineup. A Langton up top. Ian takes it up top to Van Kalsbeek, isolated against Knoll. He takes it in, nothing, and they just picked up a foul, number two on Matt Knoll. And that's, was the foul on Knoll? Yes.
Yes, it was.
And Van Kalsbeek just kind of got him isolated, and I think that was the deal. They wanted to see if they could get a second foul on Matt Knoll, and they succeeded.
Nice little play designed to start the half by Lauren DeYoung. Just a little fake handoff, and everybody cleared out of side, and he just backed down and went up into Matt Knoll, got the contact, and now makes the first free throw here and has the second one coming.
Van Kalsbeek was 17, makes the first one, and the second one rims out, and Quinn Olson with the rebound. Quinn will hand it off to Brady Schultz, and the Crusaders have come down. Knoll being guarded by Braden Punt. We need to see if we can get Matt off a little bit. Kind of had a post up there, passed it up. They'll go inside to Sean Schaefer. Sean looks, nothing there, hands back off to Knoll. Knoll isolated on the right wing, looks into Quinn Olson, being guarded by Van Kalsbeek. That's a tough matchup for Quinn Olson, and Quinn will turn that ball over to number one. Rick Albers, and Albers in transition. Again, he hits it over to number 20, Carter Van Gelder. Nothing inside there, but it goes inside to Punt. Punt, nice little post up, and he gets the bucket to go. Not a good matchup with Bo Chamberlain.
Got a little switch there. Was able to go right through Bo Chamberlain, and Crusaders down 20 here. So not the start you wanted for the half of the Crusaders.
Yeah. Again, the Crusaders trailing 44-24. Chamberlain over to Schultz. Schultz on the left corner. Nothing there. Ball picked by Schaefer up top to Quinn Olson on the slip to Schaefer. Schaefer gets a layup to go. And, again, boy, how quick do the MLC get that ball out?
Yep.
Langton pushes it back over to number 20, Carter Van Gelder, into Punt. Punt looks inside the post. He's looking to take Quinn Olson. And, wow, nice move there by Punt, and he gets fouled by Olson. That'll be number three on Quinn. And right now the Dutch isolating their players on Olson and Knoll, and Knoll with two fouls. That's three on Quinn.
That was on Bo.
They got Bo. Bo must have come by and reached on that one. And Punt, again, Drayden Punt, a 6'7" sophomore, a 67% free throw shooter, gets the first one to go. Punt, again, the Dutch up 45-26, 6:34 to go here in the third quarter. Crusaders need to Right now they need a run as punt. The next free throw goes up, and a nice high arcing free throw gets it to go. Matt Noel will bring the ball up. Again, the 6'7" senior has had trouble getting going. He's being guarded by Drayden Punt, a really strong sophomore. Chamberlain off the ball pick back to Olson. Olson looks to isolate. Nothing there. Schaefer on the drive. Schaefer gets to the hole and scores. Sean takes number 20 again. Van Gelder off the bounce and gets to the basket.
Better job attacking the basket this half here. Last couple possessions, Sean Schaefer really trying to get to the hole. And
yeah. Van Kalsbeek with a high pick. He'll play everything from the 1 to the 5. Langton up top. He looks inside to Punt, who has Chamberlain posted again. Again, Punt, nice post move by the sophomore.
They've really taken advantage. They get that switch.
Yeah.
And Chamberlain gets on him, and they've just gone right into the block whenever Chamberlain gets on. Really nice job by the Dutchman.
Yeah, and Punt, he only averages 5 a game, but he's this half. They've gone to him 3 times, and there's Matt Noel with the corner 3. He gets fouled by Punt. And like a good Dutchman, he helps Matt up off the floor. But Matt will go to the free throw line to shoot 3 free throws. And these are critical. Again, Crusaders down 20.
You get points every possession here when you're down 20. You can't,
but like you said,
to waste possessions here. And
we can't come back unless we get stops, and we haven't gotten one yet. The Dutch have scored in every possession this quarter. Noel with the free throw. The first one is up and good.
We don't have the KenPom offensive efficiency ratings, but MLC's is really good.
Yes. Noel, second free throw is up and good. Kaysen Thomas will check in for Bo Chamberlain. I think that's a defensive substitution there, just because the punt
is really taking. Switch and really, really trying to take advantage of it. They've done a really good job of that all night, trying to just good coaching by Coach DeYoung, try to get the matchup you want.
And the free throw goes off Kaysen Thomas. The third one is a miss, and Crusaders are going to try to pick up a little full, little 1-2-1-1 full court press. Coach DeYoung is no stranger to this, so he will have Tyson Voss inbound the ball. I'm sure that they're going to look for, again, Van Colsby to do a lot of the ball handling here. Crusaders selling out here, and they're going to give up a layup is what they're going to do. Oh, no, they're not. How about that, Kaysen Thomas? Kaysen Thomas, great recovery by KT as Quinn Olson attacks a basket. He gets maybe fouled.
Yeah, no call, tip,
well,
no, but no basket.
Again, this is, we talked earlier, we got to make these count. And the Crusaders with four tries, as Van Colsby, four tries at the bucket. And I mean, boy, that now it gets down to 16 instead of we're going the other way. And
Sean Schaefer with his first foul. Crusaders down 18.
Boy, we had four point blank
looked
shots.
Like you had a couple of shots right there. Good effort. Kept going to the boards. Just, boy, lit on that rim.
Yeah. Van Colsbeek will direct traffic at half court here over to Albers on the left wing. He's going to look to isolate Noel in the post. He's nice cut there by the Dutch, and a little travel.
Yeah, just kind of shuffled his feet when he caught the ball. And
yep. And again, the officiating
advantage here for Bishop Elin.
I can't. The officiating crew really had a great job tonight. They've got total control of this basketball game. Noel brings it up the right wing. He'll look for a ball pick for Olson, and the Crusaders really just kind of freelancing a little bit. Nothing to get Noel or Olson in really good scoring positions. I think is they get the ball to the right wing or left wing. I'm sorry, to Schultz back inside. We got the switch.
Olson on or Albers on Olson. That's an advantage you can take. Advantage there. Good pass.
Yeah, and again, a quick Kaysen Thomas on the sneaks by, lost his defender. Nice pass by Quinn Olson.
When you said looking for that matchup, Quinn Olson now the last two possessions end up in a switch and getting Blake Albers on him. He's taking advantage both times. One time had a layup going and out. That time back him down and got the little bounce pass to Kaysen Thomas for the end one.
Thomas will go back to the free throw line where he was 2 for 2 in the first half. Big free throw here by KT. Shots up, shots
and
good.
Down to 15. You're sneaking back. You just got to get some more stops here.
It's 4:32 left here in this third quarter. Again, a lot of ball game left. Is Van Colsbeek on the drive? He misses. Thomas with the rebound. Again, that's what he does. He brings that energy on the board. Glass
kind of challenged a shot and then went up and got a rebound.
Again, Noel on the drive. Maybe got fouled. There's nothing there.
Thomas again. I love the effort. Thomas
love the effort.
Free throw line again.
This is kind of what
Kaysen Thomas can bring.
And this is the style we need. We need this right now. We need it to be a little bit ugly right now and get to the line, score with the clock stopped. And tell you what, if KT
4 minutes left in the third quarter, 15, got a chance to get that down to 13, and you're sneaking back in.
Yes. Again, Kaysen, first free throw is up and good. again, Kaysen's been in these situations, maybe on a football field, but the All-State defensive end, he knows the pressure situations.
And great timeout by Lauren DeYoung. It's to 14. You don't want to let him get any close. Really good timeout by the veteran coach, Lauren DeYoung.
Yeah. And it looks like we'll take a full, and we're going to take that opportunity to head back to the studio, listen from some of those great sponsors of Catholic Radio.
Hello.
Mama, how are you today?
I suppose so, okay today.
Have you taken your medicine today?
I got it in my hand, just trying to get the dang thing open. Oh, shoot, I just dropped them all over the floor. I can't even see where they all went. You know, I sure could use some help around here.
Tri-State Nursing offers home care from 2 hours to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call today, 277-4442.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back. Golomars, Iowa. Crusaders trail the Ducks 48-34. Making a little run here. Kaysen Thomas up to the free throw line with his second free throw attempt. Big one here for the sophomore. He gets it to go.
Right through. Boy, those look pretty.
Again, Crusaders 4-12 left in the third quarter. Crusaders were down as much as 22. And the Dutch now, Crusaders are going to come out in a little 2-3 zone. How about this?
And I like mixing it up out of the timeout.
Absolutely.
I like that. Show them something different, a little different look.
And again, they Van Colsbeek on the baseline. And Matt's got to stay down. And he does, and he gets this blocked shot. I think Lauren wanted a foul. There was nothing there. Again, big possession by the Crusaders here is the great adjustment out of the timeout by Coach Hahn. Look inside Quinn Olson. And he's got
a zone as well. Here with a 2-3 zone now by MOC as well. Yeah. So both teams go zone out of the timeout.
Well, and this is where, you know, let's run the little loop flash or something.
And the 13 on the shot clock here now.
Yeah. Again, the Crusaders have been working a lot on that zone offense. Again, Noel into Thomas, turns it over. Boy, big possession there. We didn't get a shot up. Dutch, in transition. Olsen almost with the steal. But that is going to – oh, no, the bounce. Did it bounce on that side?
It stayed on that side.
Well, it was a hot potato there.
It was close and over and back, but it was not an over and back. So.
Hot potato there. Crusaders staying in the 2-3 zone with Olsen up top. Brady Schultz on the baseline. They get Van Colsbeek on that short corner. Albers up. Boom.
By Albers.
Big shot by Blake Albers, a junior.
He hasn't scored this half. And Albers or Van Colsbeek's only one. And
yeah.
Be the one to get him going. That might have just stemmed the tide there by the Crusaders.
Can the Crusaders get a three to match that? Again, the Dutch three-point shot's coming a little bit easier right now as Schaefer pump fakes, drives, nothing there. Out to Olsen, baseline corner. He's long.
Kaysen Thomas. Oh, ball slipped out of his hand.
Yeah,
he grab and just slipped out. Great hustle by the sophomore.
Offensive rebound, but again, the Crusaders back to a man defense. That's Langton off the ball pick. He's got a mismatch maybe not with Matthew Noel. They're being patient. Nolan Langton up at the point. Van Ness being guarded by Quinn Olson. He looks in the post. Nothing there. Langton from three.
Boy. Just when we had it down to this back-to-back.
Right. I tell you, 6-0 run, that might have been the killer.
Just puts it away. And
again, those are unfortunately, both of those threes were unchallenged. We just kind of were.
Just kind of waited back, waiting for them to drive or something, and get a hand up and. Don't get a hand up, they're going to knock them down.
Yeah, and I think right now the Dutch are saying, listen, we're going to play a little zone and see if you guys can score against it too. And right now the Crusaders have not scored against that zone defense. Charlie Von Drager set to check in. Charlie, statistically the best three-point shooter for the Crusaders this year is Schaefer with the shot block. He pump fake, got to that mid-range jumper, just couldn't get it off.
And Vanderpool with a nice block there for the Dutchman.
Yeah, and if you're just joining us, it is 54-35 Dutch. Minute 32 left in this third quarter. It is outside of about 3 minutes. It's really been all MOC tonight. They have played extremely well, and the Crusaders made a little run here to start the third quarter. But back-to-back threes have really, really hurt the Crusaders. Looking inbound there to Bo Chamberlain. Chamberlain from three. Chamberlain gets it to go. Well, we needed that. We needed that big time down to 16. See if we can again, can we get this thing as Van Colsby goes baseline and steps out of bounds? And I think, again, Coach DeYoung doesn't like that, but Coach DeYoung wasn't also on the baseline where the official was.
I think he thought he got pushed out by Matt Knoll, but...
Yeah, again, officials, they've called a good game both ways, and...
They've let that play right there go both ways kind of all night. Not a surprise they didn't call a foul.
Right.
There might have been contact, but they've been consistent with that all night.
How big would a three be right near Charlie
Mondragor? No air ball.
No air ball. That's, yeah, again, Crusaders on the floor, though. Crusaders on the floor, and this is going to stay down here.
And they reset it. I'm not sure if there's been a reset on the shot clock, and I think that's what Lauren DeYoung's maybe. Nope.
So,
I'm not sure there's been a reset there. It was an air ball, and I'm not sure if he ever had possession, but we're going to do 35.
Again, 56 seconds left here in the third quarter. Crusaders, again, Chamberlain on top, run a little loop play that we used to call loop flash to Knoll in the mid post. He attacks. Can't get the bucket to go.
He's kind of fading away, and really good defense by the Dutchman.
Yeah, and again, Van Colsbeek on the drive. He's going to get the foul called. That's going to be number three, or that's on Chamberlain.
That's third on Bo, I think, there, isn't it? Yep, Bo Chamberlain is third foul.
Yep.
Well, the Crusaders have had it kind of almost within striking distance a couple times, and MLC's had the answer every time, and that's what the great teams do, Tom. That's why they won 20 games, and you got to answer those runs.
Absolutely, absolutely. The Van Colsbeek with the first one. It goes 55-38, the Dutch. Schaefer to the bench for the Crusaders. The Crusaders with Schultz, Vondrager, Olsen, Knoll, and Chamberlain. Van Colsbeek, the second one a little bit long. Chamberlain comes down with a rebound to Knoll at 38
good
seconds
rebound
left.
By Chamberlain.
17-point lead.
That's going to stay in that 2-3 zone. Yes. You know, Norn doesn't like playing that zone very much, but
I
think he's watched the Crusaders, and hey, this is a good matchup for a team that's only shooting 29% from the arc, and you slow them down. What it does is it makes the Heelan offense have to slow down a little bit and work for shots a little bit longer than they normally would.
Right, and this is an extended, very active 2-3 zone. Chamberlain up top, they're looking for a little lob play. And unfortunately, we turned the ball over. That was just, I don't know if Brady Schultz, I think he took his eye off the ball.
I think he was thinking about the shot clock and running a play and just took his eye off and lost it over and back.
Yeah. Crusaders will sub in Schaefer and KT, Kason Thomas, and Pierce Conley for Vondrager, Chamberlain, and Schultz.
Offense-defense substitution here at the end of the third quarter.
10 seconds left here for the Dutch. Let's not give up a bucket here. Let's give the ball to Van Colsbeek with 7 seconds left. He's going to come up a high pick. Thomas switches onto him. Van Colsbeek gets the little euro. And Olsen from three-quarter court. And
oh!
Goes! How about 70 that?
70 feet, Tom.
70-footer.
Well, that might be the momentum we needed, Quinn Olsen, with a 70-footer.
70-footer. Well, again, I was hopeful that they wouldn't score. I didn't think we'd get a three-pointer. Again, Crusaders close that
corner. And, Tom, we get the ball to start. You get this thing to 12 and one possession here. And
hey, things might get interesting. We're going to send it back to the studio while we catch our breath. Again, you're listening to KFHC KOI Radio 88.1.
Did you know Bishop Heelan Catholic School uses Paychex? Paychex simplifies Heelan's onboarding of new teachers and staff. Paychex also automates Heelan's payroll for both exempt and non-exempt teachers and staff. Plus, Paychex helps the Heelan finance staff stay up to date with the latest tax rates and regulations. Paychex's mission and philosophy emulate Heelan's to support one another, thrive, and flourish. Learn how Paychex time-saving solutions for payroll, HR, and benefits can enhance your business efficiency by contacting Andrew Erdman.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And welcome
and
back
now,
to
back
Lamar's
to your
Iowa.
Crusader Sports
Lamar's
on
High
your
School.
Catholic
and
radio
we just
station.
Finished a really entertaining third quarter. Saw the Crusaders end it with about a 70-footer from Quinn Olsen on a missed shot by Van Colsbeek. 70-footer, Quinn Olsen hits the three-pointer. Gets the Crusaders back, 55-41, and you can feel the energy inside this gymnasium right now. So Crusaders will get the ball to start this fourth quarter. Lamar's will come out in a zone. Again, Crusaders looking for a little lob there to Mr. Olsen.
Oh! Got it! And the dunk to Matt Knoll.
Matt Knoll, the alley-oop dunk. Kaysen Thomas with a big throw there. What a pass by Kaysen Thomas. And I didn't expect Kaysen to be the one throwing. That's going to be deflected. Healing ball. Yes. Deflection by Quinn, then off the MOC guy. Now down 12, and Heelan's ball.
And Coach Lauren DeYoung.
Timeout.
Coach Lauren DeYoung's going to take a timeout.
And energy in the building now, Tom. Woo. This is what we wanted.
Can you feel it now?
Again,
this is a 30-second timeout. What a great way. You know, you end the quarter on a 70-footer. You start the fourth quarter, alley-oop dunk, and then you get them to turn the ball over. Things are changing in a quick hurry.
And Matt Hahn right now is drawing up something. I wouldn't be surprised if MLC comes out and goes back to man-to-man here, just mixing things up here on the Crusaders. But it has all of a sudden got interesting here, and MLC belly-belly on its heels a little bit. Only 2 points this half so far for Ben Colesbeek, and only 1 3-point basket for Albers and Langdon, who were the big scorers in the first half for the Dutch. So Crusaders down only 12 with 7:38 to play and in possession of the ball. It hasn't been within double digits since early in the game. You get a three-pointer or a three-point play, you get back to single digits, and you got big momentum on your side.
You got momentum. That's a good teammate to have, momentum is. Again, I like this lineup right now the Crusaders have with Thomas out there. With Pierce, I like Pierce Connolly out there because Pierce is not, you know, he's willing to step up there as the Dutch are going to come out in a little bit of a
triangle and two here. Triangle and two.
Or is it a diamond and one?
It's a triangle and two, man-to-man on Quinn Olson and Matt Knoll. Maybe it is diamond. It looked like they were man-to-man on Quinn, but maybe they're just matched up out of the diamond.
Yeah, and here comes Von Drager. Von Drager's going to check in for
defense substitutions, and I like what Matt's doing already. Get your shooters in here on offense. If you get a chance, you got four timeouts. Maybe use a timeout if you score and get the defense in.
I don't want to keep Kaysen Thomas on the floor on the bench too long. He's bringing too much energy.
You are almost a 1-3 chaser here, Tom, is what it looks like here.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, that's basically a diamond and one type look. Four guys playing zone and one guy playing man-to-man on Matt Knoll.
And, again, Quinn Olson to the basket. Again, we're down to 10 points here, 55-45. Crusaders picking up full. And, again, everything gets a little tighter right now for the Dutch. You know, this is a – I want to say it's like, oh, boy, this is the same song we played last year against Algona, and we hope it is the same song, just with different instruments.
With Heelan instead of Algona, right?
Again, isolation here is Knoll. Knoll's got to be careful there with two fouls, I think, for Matt Knoll.
Only two on Matt here right now.
Or no, one up on the board.
One on the board.
Again, Crusaders D'ing up. Charlie Mondrager isolated.
Good help by Quinn.
Cut there. Again, great block shot by Matt Knoll. And Knoll in transition here. Knoll to Chamberlain. Chamberlain from three. Oh. Von Drager finished that. Oh. Matt Knoll got the rebound. Von Drager got it ripped out, and then Matt Knoll got it ripped out of his hands.
But the energy is exactly what you want right now.
All right.
That was all right. Great effort. Von Drager, great rebound. Just kind of couldn't get the finish. Matt Knoll thought he had it. Was kind of going down and stripped by the Dutch.
Yeah.
But, boy, the energy in here is really good right now.
Big energy.
So.
This is, this is a totally different game right here as Drayden Punt will check out at number five. Owen Vanderpoel in for MOC. Crusaders going back man-to-man. Again, just joining us, this is a game the Crusaders trailed in the third quarter by 22, now down 10 with 6:23 left. Game, and Olson with the steal. He's going to go and throw it down again. Another dunk by the Crusaders. I tell you what.
Turnover. He jumped back over the line and then back out. Down to eight, Crusader ball into the basket, 6:13 to go.
And down to eight, MOC steps over the inbound after the made basket, and the Crusaders will have the ball. Crusaders have got a couple double possessions here to start this.
And that's what you need to climb back into a game like this. But, man, great effort on the defense. Man, we said that's what they needed.
Olson to Schultz from three. Schaefer with the rebound. He needs to take that back up. Okay. All right, I like it. Not there.
Schultz
with another three.
Go! Down to five with 6 minutes
to go. We got a 5-point game here. Crusaders trailing by five. This is
all
the energy, and there is nobody standing anymore except for students.
Nobody's sitting.
They're sitting on the MLC sideline. This is sub-state basketball, and Coach DeYoung with another timeout.
And only one timeout left for MLC now.
Yeah, this game's gotten real interesting. And the Dutch will take a full timeout.
It looks like it's going to be a 30.
They're going to be up. They are up. They're up. 30-second timeout. 5:45 left here.
The Dutchman down to one timeout. You're now in a tight game.
Oh.
The Crusaders still sitting on four, and there were some moments earlier that, maybe the Heelan should take a timeout and didn't.
And you never really thought MLC. You thought they took some good timeouts to stem the tide. And,
yeah.
Boy, now one timeout. I think Coach Young had to take it to try to change the momentum. And, boy, you're the Crusaders. You're feeling really good right now. The defensive effort, the energy, just incredible right now this quarter.
And, again, you can see that MLC that was playing kind of free and loose for three quarters.
Yep.
Things
they
are tightening up a little bit here.
Those shots that were going in real easy, yep, up 20,
yeah,
or
that,
not
that,
going into
that
easy,
belt,
right?
That belt's getting a little tighter, like they just came out of Bob's drive-in.
Whatever, and, whatever. You got to really appreciate how hard these Crusaders have fought.
Well,
could have been pretty easy to lay down, and they
absolutely
have battled and battled and battled.
Well, Catholic High doesn't lay down.
That's right, Tom Betts.
And so the Crusaders, MOC will, again, it's at Langton. They're going to have to look for Van Colesby. They look inside, and miss layup. Crusaders got it. They got to make sure that.
Great job defensively. Good help. It just didn't corral the rebound.
But absolutely. And
that's okay. You're still in good shape if you're the Crusaders.
Yeah, the Dutch again. Matt Noll off the high ball pick. Nothing there. Chamberlain, he drives. Nothing left wing. He picks up his dribble. Again, he's going to have to call timeout, and he does.
He got a foul. And I think that was a good call. He was in good position and kind of tried to
absolutely
the ball and got a foul, and that's number one in the quarter on
absolutely
MOC. But Crusaders retain possession. And he just told number three to not talk to the ref anymore. And Coach Young's going to get a sub in for him.
Yeah,
like
he is.
To see that.
Again.
Settle him down a little bit. And Coach Young, maybe outside the coaching box, have a little chat with the official here.
Again, this is Coach Young's. And we've all been there. We've all been there. Frustration is we got Noll inside on the post. I think you got to go inside the mat. Stay with it, Matt Noll.
And they're going to call a jump ball, but my goodness.
Okay.
They are just all over Matt Noll there. It just, that's a tough jump ball call.
Well, and again, we throw it in there, and that's where Matt's got to be a little quicker, maybe just to
kind of brought it down a little bit to gather instead of keeping the ball up.
Yeah. But seven-point lead here, 5:05 left here in the fourth quarter. Crusaders picking up full, going to put a little pressure on, and there's you got to be careful that MLC doesn't get a shot clock violation, but they turn it over instead.
And that's exactly what you want. Make them throw a pass out of bounds.
And Coach DeYoung's not happy with his own team right now. Again, Coach DeYoung is fired up. Noel's
he's been doing this 30 years. He's still just as animated as he was 30 years ago, Tom.
32 years ago he started doing this, and is one of the finest coaches you're going to find. Noll with the ball. He's going to bring it up. Quinn Olson with the ball pick. Maybe no dribble, a little handoff back to Matt Noll. Matt on the drive. They're going to call it on the floor. Fouls.
Second team foul here on the Dutch here with 4:45 to play. None on the Crusaders this quarter.
Yeah.
Be the Crusaders ball underneath. And Heelan's had some good out-of-bounds plays underneath and gotten some buckets. So see what Coach Hahn has here for the Crusaders. See if we can get a bucket on the inbounds.
Yeah. And, again, Crusaders with their all-senior starting lineup right now on the court. Kid I wouldn't mind seeing back out there is Case and Thomas.
Case and Thomas has played really
well tonight. Just bringing some stuff. We have the slip there to Matt Noll. Missed it. Quinn Olson kicks it back out. Schaefer pump fakes. He drives, nothing there. Kicks it back out. Chamberlain up top. Schultz to Noll. Again, 22
really
on the clock.
Got to
be patient. Be patient. Nothing there. Quinn Olson from 22.
Oh.
Quinn's a little short. And, my gosh, I think Jesse Van Colesby went up 12 feet to the hoop.
I think his armpits were above the rim.
Holy smokes. That was pretty impressive. Again, Van Colesby brings it up.
Great effort defensively here in the full court by Matt Noll.
Yeah, again, the Crusaders stuck on 50 here for a minute. Inside Olson being guarding punt, ball pick up top. It's number one, Albers, he tacks, nothing there. Back to punt, and there's a foul.
Going to be on Bo Chamberlain, I believe, on the down here.
And, again, this might be where we bring back a Case and Thomas for defensively.
That was on Bo Chamberlain, a little reach here.
And
punt to the line.
And who is
he's 67% free throw shooter, but he's been perfect tonight, I believe.
Yeah, 2 for 2 tonight. Punt again. Gets a nice lift for a big guy. The first free throw's up and out.
Oh, good. And here's where you really got to box out if you're the Crusaders. Get a big block out, come down and get a bucket here.
Yeah.
If you want to keep this within a couple possessions and not let this get away from here with 4 minutes left, you work that hard to come back.
Yeah, you need to keep
and
this. So that
maybe it's a timeout situation for Matt Hahn here, just to give your guys a little bit of a rest and
punt.
You worked really hard to come back, give your guys a little rest. And
agreed. And, again, Schultz will bring the ball up. Crusaders, Dutch back to an 8-point lead, 3:56 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, Noll being guarded by Punt, the sophomore. He gets the high ball pick, nothing there, kicks it to Chamberlain. Over to Schultz in the corner, who will come off the ball screen. Again, I think he had a little slip action there by Schaefer. Nothing there. Again, Knowles wants the ball back. The senior does. He wants to take a punt, and he gets to the hole. Left hand is
nice
up and good.
Back to six. Keeps that game good. And really good timeout by Matt Hahn there. You go offense, defense substitution.
Absolutely.
You also give your guys a little bit of a break. They've worked really hard coming back. Give yourselves a little bit of rest. I believe we've got a 30-second timeout here.
Or a full timeout. Let's take it.
That's a 30.
That's a 30? Oh, we're standing up. I thought we were sitting down, so we're staying here.
He called 30 on the floor anyway.
So let's take this opportunity to talk about our fourth quarter sponsors tonight. Premier sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission at Prime Bank. In addition to those premier championship game sponsors, our other sponsors include Jimmy John's of Siouxland, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and new sponsor Tri-State Nursing. I also want to go back and thank some of those tournament sponsors that we've had, five-star awards or more, Farm Bureau, Financial Services, Greg Fisher, Wall of Fame Creative Embroidery, Krishna and Elise Bishop Karma, McClintock Insurance, Scooters Coffee, Paul and Lisa Niebuhr, Physical Therapy Specialist with Kevin Poss, Stuart Lee and IBC Insurance, Bart Hollis, Lightform Jimmy Johns, and Mr. Schrader. The Dutch will bring up with Jesse Van Kalsbeek being guarded by Matthew Knoll, two of the 3A's best players, without a doubt. And again, Van Kalsbeek hands off.
Van Kalsbeek was 16 at half, only 18, because they've done a really good job on him this half.
Yes.
I got to think MLC is going to try to go to him here.
Well, they have, again, he gets the ball in, up in there. Knoll steps down, and again, the Dutch turn it over. And again, they had the back door, a little bit hard pass there. And so Crusaders got a chance here with 3:10 to get this. It's a 6-point
credit to Matt Knoll for defending really well here against Van Kalsbeek this half. His effort on that end of the floor has been really good.
Correct. Schultz will bring the ball up here against the Crusaders. Man-to-man defense by the Dutch. High post entry to Quinn Olsen. Over to Knoll on the left wing. We've seen this play looking for the back door. But Knoll's going to be isolated. He's going to just pull from 22.
That's
and
awesome.
He gets the bank. Oh, almost. Well, it's got to get back on defense now. Good foul
and
there,
good
Quinn
foul.
Olsen.
Good foul. Van Kalsbeek was getting downhill about midcourt, and Quinn just kind of got in his way and fouled him. And you're not in the bonus. Make him out, he was going to get a layup out of that.
Yes.
Just make him inbound from the side and play defense.
Oh, okay. We're apparently we watch a lot of NCAA basketball because we're getting.
We don't want to wake Forest court storming here.
Again, Chamberlain defending Langton on the entry, and again being corrected by the official. The Dutch inbound to Langton. He'll bring it against Chamberlain. Looked high post entry to Van Kalsbeek, who's looking for the back door.
He's run this play a couple times. Oh, and he loses it.
He loses it, and that's going to be healing ball.
Going to be healing ball. Yep. He just spun and just kind of lost his footing, and the ball went out of bounds.
Yeah, and I think this is one.
We got to take it. We've got a couple stops here. Just we need a bucket to take advantage.
We need a bucket. And this is where I think we got to go back and get Noel or Olsen attacking the basket.
Yep.
We got to put the onus
don't
on.
Don't settle for a three.
Don't settle for a three here. This is again. Schultz drives. Nothing there. He's going to kick it back out. Chamberlain over to Quinn Olsen. Olsen drives basket. Kicks it out to Schaefer. Schaefer with a pump fake. He drives 12-footer off the glass.
Oh, in and out.
Van Kalsbeek with the rebound. And a foul on Chamberlain.
That's an okay foul. That's the fourth, or that's the fifth on Bo, but that's all right.
Well, again, I think right now.
And right now you got a foul. That's okay.
I think right now I want Kason Thomas out there because I want second shots.
And we got Charlie Bondrager checking in for Chamberlain here.
Okay, well, Charlie, let's step up and make a three for us, bud. We got some energy going right now. We got some energy. We got
so
a barn
again,
burner.
We've gotten 2-3 stops and just haven't gotten that bucket to capitalize here or get to the free throw line. And oh, there's a steal. Matt Knoll, good pressure defense.
And a foul.
And no, they don't call it, Tom.
Oh, my gosh.
They did not call that foul, Tom.
No, they didn't.
Matt Knoll on the floor, by the body.
And
no
a travel.
Ball, and now a throwaway, and they're going to call timeout.
Timeout, last timeout for the Dutch.
The Heelan coaches are just incensed right now. You actually said it's going to be a foul.
We
just all thought it was a foul, and no call.
I'm going to say this. I haven't all season. I haven't. And I think these guys have officiated a great game, but I think they missed that one.
That was a miss, a big time miss. Tom and
Matt Knoll got the stole, went in, pump faked,
and got Van Kalsbeek in the air, went up into him, got knocked down, and
So hey,
no call.
That's the old play. Let's play on. 58-52, the Dutch lead. The Dutch have the ball. They're out of timeouts.
With no timeouts. That's going to be significant. If you can get a stop here and get a bucket, the energy by him has been really good. Getting to field, like I said, we've gotten, I think, maybe four stops in a row here, but just haven't capitalized on the offensive end. It's been the bugaboo of Heelan all year, is not getting those buckets when they're needed.
And tonight, we just haven't made, I mean, how many layups have we missed tonight? A lot. It's been really the bunnies that have hurt us. We haven't made the bunnies.
Yep. And some of that is challenges by MOC, who's done a good job defensively, but you got to go get contact or get to the foul line right now. You're here. Go get to that foul line. Go make some free throws to score at the clock stop.
Yeah. Again, the Crusaders with Von Drager, Olsen, Schultz, Schaefer, and Knoll. The Dutch with Voss, Langton, Van Kalsbeek, Punt, and Albers. And so
2:03 to go. Crusaders trail by 6. MLC ball in the backcourt.
Well, you got to love the shot clock here. Inbounded to, again, I like this matchup here with Schaefer. He's going to put the pressure on, and not a bad foul.
No, that's your fourth.
That's four on Schaefer.
That's the 14th foul of the quarter here.
Schaefer
that's only Schaefer's second,
yeah.
Which is probably why you got Schaefer on here. Well, I guess Matt's only got one.
Yeah. Again, right now I think you're going to have Matt Knoll
Van Kalsbeek.
Yes. Ball's inbounded to Van Kalsbeek. He kicks
Brady
it up.
Schultz, almost
Brady Schultz had the. He was just a little late to the game there. Had the steal. Again, Albers up top. Don't need to foul, Quinn.
Yeah,
that's not a smart foul.
That's all right.
It's two shot foul.
Good free throw shooter, unfortunately.
Yeah, that was not a smart play. That was.
And it's interesting because there's been so much contact under the basket, and here just a little reachy,
tap
one, and
that just wasn't yep. His smartest play. As again, you put a really good shooter to the line with two shots, and again, I know you like this two shot deal.
I do like the two shot deal. I do. It's just better for basketball. Less free throws being shot during the game.
But
more flow to the game. It's a better deal.
I missed the one-on-ones. I missed that pressure. Now this guy didn't feel any pressure because he made them both to extend that lead back to 8. Again, Olsen to Schultz. Again, the Crusaders. The ball gets tipped as Olsen looks for Von Drager in the corner.
In the corner and just tipped it out of bounds. So.
Again, 60-42 Dutch or 60-52 Dutch. I'm sorry. The Crusaders will have the ball out of bounds underneath. Olsen inbounding the ball, looking for Von Drager. Here comes Schaefer. The slip is not there, but we get the ball inbounds to Knoll. This is where Knoll maybe has to get a little selfish. Schaefer from 3 gets...
Get in there. Oh,
no, he doesn't. And, again, Van Kalsbeek comes away with the rebound. Schaefer a little bit short, and Van Kalsbeek's going to go to the line right now. Van Kalsbeek.
Not a great free throw shooter, 62%.
77%.
Yeah, sorry, I was looking the wrong.
Yeah, Van Kalsbeek, 77% free throw shooter. Again, they sent him up there with nobody. I'm not a big fan of that because I think he could miss this with nobody else up there.
The Crusaders have missed about 5 shots in a row, and I think Van Kalsbeek's gotten every rebound here.
Well,
he hasn't scored a ton, but, boy, he's made himself known on the defensive end and rebounding the basketball this half.
Yes, and so Crusaders, I tell you what, we've got to have some magic happen right now. And again, missed free throw. Here comes Knoll. Knoll off to Quinn Olsen. Again, Quinn needs to attack the basket here. Nothing there. Quinn from 3.
Get in there. Oh, geez.
Knoll with the rebound.
And again, knocked
we
get away.
We can
travel or something. It's got to be something, and I think we're going to get a jump ball maybe.
Okay.
Their referees are talking. We're not sure what they got. Debating a travel or a jump ball, I think. About the only things we can have here.
Okay.
Jump ball. It's going to be Crusader basketball under the hoop.
Again, Coach Young not happy with that point. But again, the officials got together. They talked about it. And it's going to be Crusader ball underneath.
Going to wipe up some sweat here first. Crusaders down 9, Tom. You need a 3 right now. I think you get the quick 2 and play defense.
I think you need a score.
You just need easy points.
Yeah, you need a score. I wouldn't
58-52 a long time and just couldn't get a bucket in about 4 or 5 possessions in a row. And
well, a lot of times people forget about the old conventional 3-point play,
yes.
Too. Attack the basket.
Or score at the clock stop and get fouled. And
yeah. Again, Olsen off the double pick. The Crusaders look like they're looking for a 3. Knoll, he pump fakes, fade away from 3. Is Matt Knoll, nothing there. Out to Schultz. It looks like the Crusaders, again, Schaefer from 3, corner 3, nothing there.
Rebound by Van Kalsbeek.
Yeah, I think
we need to foul here, Brady. Oh, too late, Brady.
Yeah,
we need to foul and stop that break.
Yeah, I think this is going to about wrap it up probably. Is the Knoll on the drive. He'll get the bucket.
Yeah,
timeout,
good
Crusaders.
Timeout.
Get it back to 9. 48 seconds left here. And again, this is a full timeout, so we're going to take this opportunity to catch our breath, send you back to the station to hear from some of those great sponsors.
Splish splash, you'll be having a blast on a rubber ducky floating mat.
family fun, honor the sun. Just don't forget your sunscreen and hide. When summer's near, so is the heat. That's why our mats just can't be beat. Swish splash all day long on a rubber ducky mat is where you belong. You'll be a swishin' and a splashin'. Oh yeah!
Rubber Ducky is a proud supporter of 88.1 Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan. Visit us at rubberducky.com.
Light Form Technologies originated in Siouxland in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Light Form daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind- and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan High School Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Throw it right back to Albers here.
Yeah. Don't foul him. Don't foul him.
Okay. Crusaders, ball is inbounded to Albers. Did the old, his teammate stepped out. He passed it to him, inbounded the basketball. And Crusaders had to foul Albers again. Phenomenal free throw shooter. He's had a heck of a night. The shooter has Albers
11 points,
but primarily in the first half, but really he hit a dagger three-pointer.
Both halves here.
Yeah, it's Albers. And again,
87% free throw shooter, so not the guy you want to foul, but you don't have a lot of choice here with 42 seconds to play and down 10.
No, you don't. And again, 42 seconds to play. This is, again, with Crusaders, you kind of need a three, but you also, I think, you take it to the basket. If they give you a layup, take layups.
You take quick scores. Get to the basket and take points.
And again, Albers makes the second one. Again, Crusaders inbound this to Noel. 42 seconds left. Crusaders trailing 11. Again, Noel's attacking basket. Nothing there. Kicks out to Olsen. Olsen pump fakes, gets to the basket. He'll get the layup.
Yep, good choice.
And again, 32 seconds left. Crusaders down 9, calls a timeout. This is where we need another magic turnover, Jay, or something. Crusaders down to 2 timeouts. MOC, the Dutch, out of timeouts. The winner here will represent Northwest Iowa Substate 1 of the state tournament. Unless we get some magic happening, I think it's going to be the Dutch of MOC up 9 here with 32 seconds left. Crusaders going to have some real things.
And with 32 seconds, you might need to start thinking about getting some threes up here.
I think right now, possession game,
but you got to hit some threes.
Yeah,
you got to get a turnover, a stop here, before
or a missed free throw or something.
You know, but
yeah. Again,
a lot of time left. I've seen crazier things happen, but you got to get a turnover right away here and not let a lot of time go off the clock.
Yeah. So this is going to have to be. You need to steal an inbound pass, get a shot up, and score real quick. MOC, I tell you what, we had them right where we wanted them too, with about 4 minutes left. He got that lead down to
6, maybe 4.
Five. I had him down to 5 points here with about four minutes left.
About 4 or 5 possessions, down 5 or 6, and just couldn't get that bucket to go. And
they get the Dutch get an inbound advantage. Paulsbeek, he's going to attack basket, go to look to dunk it, and he almost threw that right down Charlie's throat.
I'm glad
Charlie went up and challenged that
thing.
I'll tell you, Van Kalsbeek, if you didn't know this, he's had two other brothers play for the MOC that have gone on to Northwestern, and both of them could jump out of the gym, and he's no different. That rebound he had with about three minutes left were above the rim,
Tom. That was incredible.
And he gets the first one to go, extends that lead to 10 points for the Dutch. They will come back, sub it back in. Drayden Punt, they've got Drayden Punt, Tyson Voss, Blake Albers, and Amon Langton out there, as well as Jesse Van Kalsbeek. Second free throw up and good. Van Kalsbeek with 22 points here. Again, into Noel. Noel over to Quinn Olsen. Olsen again gets fouled.
Probably a good foul. You got some fouls to give.
Absolutely.
That's not a bad foul. You got another one to give here before you're in the bonus.
Yeah. 24 seconds left. Again, 11-point lead by the Dutch. The The Crusaders will inbound back into Quinn Olson. Back to Quinn Olson.
And a foul on three.
Oh! And that would have been a
could have been a four-point play. That would have been big. But
that would have been interesting.
Quinn a chance for three free throws with the clock stopped. We'll take that.
Yeah. And so Kaysen Thomas check back in for the Crusaders. Just a reminder that Jay and I will be in Des Moines tomorrow for 5 o'clock tip-off. The Lady Crusaders and Lewis Central Titans and first-round state tournament play. Quinn gets the first free throw to go. Quinn Olson came to play today as well. Quinn with not up on the glass.
I believe he has 17 now.
Okay.
Or excuse me, 22. I'm sorry. I'm looking at
Olson.
22, missed the second.
This is the second free throw.
He had 21 a little bit ago, I believe. And there's 22 here. The Crusaders 57. And get one more here and then get a maybe a 5 second count. No timeouts for the Dutchman. He misses that one.
Yeah, and again,
Dutchman clear, and that's probably going to do
it. That's going to be it. And I think the Dutch will hold that up. Yeah. And Coach
Crusaders
DeYoung's gonna not going to
hold off here. And last 15 is going to run out.
And the Dutch will represent Northwest Iowa. Lauren DeYoung will take his MOC team back to the state tournament where he's familiar with that place. And you know, hats off to the Dutch. They earned this one and came
to
play.
They dominated from the beginning, and a nice run by Heelan, but MOC really controlled the game for most of the game and deserved that win.
Yes, they did. And, again, Crusaders didn't give up, though. You know what? They down 22, come from 22 down to get it back within 5 points. Boy, they had it right where they wanted.
It was so hard to do it. I think he just ran out of some steam there. And
I think they needed one more bucket.
Yep.
They needed one more bucket just to kind of get him over that hump, and he couldn't find that one. But, again, we're going to take a break here, send you back to the studio, come back with our post-game show. You are listening to Catholic Radio from Lamars, Iowa. Again, the Crusaders fall 67-57 to the MOC Dutch. We'll send you back to the studio.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio. Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake. We make it happen. That's the nature of being part of Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family-owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to Lamars, Iowa. Again, if you're just joining us, the Crusaders fall to the MOC Dutch 67-57 in a game that really, credit to the Lauren DeYoung and the MOC Dutch, they really played an exceptional game. Had the Crusaders down in the third quarter by 22. Heelan fights back, gets the game in the fourth quarter down to 5.
Sneaky's Chicken was founded back in 1975 by brothers Dave and Rick Ferris. When the two opened the restaurant in 1979, they made it their personal goal to provide a quality meal at a fair price. Over the last 3 decades, Sneaky's has served tens of thousands through its vast array of food services. While the times have changed, one thing will remain the same, that's our famous Sneaky's Chicken. So let Sneaky's treat you like a part of the family. You can call Sneaky's Chicken, 712-252-0000.
0522.
Greenville Pharmacy is a fully staffed modern pharmacy that specializes in providing personalized care and concern for each prescription customer. At Greenville Pharmacy, you are far greater significance than just another prescription number. We recognize you and greet you as a customer, friend. As our friend, your good health and well-being are truly a primary concern. Proud sponsor of 88.1 FM and Heelan Sports.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Central Bank, Sioux City, and Storm Lake. We make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Falk Brothers, being in business for so long has given us the opportunity to expand our horizons with the addition of home improvement services. Not only are we specialists in your home plumbing, we are an expert kitchen and bathroom remodeling team. Falk Brothers offers additional outdoor services such as sprinkler systems, ponds, and more. If you have any questions, you can call 712-258-3388. Thank you, Falk Brothers, for supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth-degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey-trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
Hello, this is Nick Hegarty, Heelan Class of 1996 and Market President at Prime Bank. Whether you attended Heelan yourself or sent your own children to Heelan, your family became a part of the Heelan family. Well, it's the same way at Prime Bank. When you bank with Prime Bank, we make you feel like family. Our staff works with you to make sure all your banking needs are met with our outstanding accounts, great rates, and a staff you know and trust. Make Prime Bank your bank and be a part of the Prime Bank family. Member FDIC.
McClintock Insurance. We are a family-owned independent agency that was established in 1962. We offer coverage for personal auto, homeowners, umbrellas, boats, motorcycles, RVs, your commercial business, bonds, and life insurance. To find out more, you can call 712-277-4600. McClintock Insurance, located at 908 Pierce Street in Sioux City.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org. staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders.